You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis says the Church has no need for blood money that derives from the exploitation of people. What it needs is that the hearts of the faithful be open to God's mercy. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the weekly general audience, the Pope's catechesis was inspired by the Holy Year of Mercy, and he reflected on God's fatherly love and forgiveness. When God's children err in their ways, the Pope said, God calls out to them lovingly and never disowns them. The most evil of men, the most evil of women, and the most evil of peoples are his children, he said. And to have a father like this gives us hope and trust. Pointing out that we often choose to tread the wrong paths in search of justification, justice and peace, Pope Francis said that these are gifts that are bestowed upon us by the Lord if we choose the right path and turn to him. He commented on the fact that when a person is sick, he turns to the doctor. So when he feels he has sinned, Pope Francis said, he must turn to God, because if he turns to the witch doctor, he will not be healed.
Se invece di andare dal medico, va dallo stregone, non guarisce.
And speaking off the cuff, the Pope mentioned some benefactors of the Church whom, he said, come with an offer for the Church, which is the fruit of the blood of people who have been exploited, enslaved and underpaid. I will tell these people to please take back their checks.
Per favore, portate indietro il tuo assegno.
The people of God don't need their dirty money, but hearts that are open to the mercy of God. And reflecting on the scriptures, Pope Francis said that this fatherly love of the Lord also involves correction and summons to conversion. Though our sins be like scarlet, he said, he will make them white as snow. And with a special thought for the many refugees who are attempting to enter Europe and do not know where to go, Pope Francis invited the faithful to be open during this holy year of mercy to God's invitation to be merciful and to experience the miracle of his love and forgiveness. I'm Linda Bordoni.